You're listening to KHOL. I'm News Director Tyler Pratt with a roundup of this week's headlines. An Idaho man was injured this week in an avalanche in Grand Teton National Park. He survived a 600-foot slide into Death Canyon and reportedly struck several trees on the way down. Members of the Snowboarders Party were able to call for local search and rescue teams, who assisted in transporting the man out of the park to St. John's Hospital. Grand Teton officials are reminding folks to always exercise caution when traveling in avalanche-prone areas. Wyomingites may soon get some property tax relief. Lawmakers say they are trying to get assistance for homeowners amid sky-high taxes. State Senator Dan Dockstader has proposed legislation which would specifically help the elderly.
Those are the people who are locked in and can't seem to change their income situation. This is an opportunity to reach out to them and help them.
He says older residents across the state are having trouble holding on to their homes. In Teton County, rising home values have made property taxes top 30%. If passed, Dockstader's proposed constitutional amendment could exempt seniors from paying these taxes, either partially or entirely. Corporal punishment is rarely used in Wyoming schools these days, but there's still a law in the books providing immunity for teachers and administrators who use it. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports a new bill before the legislature seeks to end that protection.
Jeff Jones, a middle school principal from Ranchester, provided testimony in support of the bill. Jones wrote his doctoral dissertation in 2021 about corporal punishment in Wyoming schools. He found that just 3 of Wyoming's 48 school districts even still allow it. And of those remaining 3, they basically never use it. And yet, in previous years, bills seeking to end corporal punishment have been rejected by lawmakers, who argued there's just no point if it's not used that much anymore. Jones disagrees.
I believe that's flawed justification for inaction.
The bill this year would not ban corporal punishment. Rather, it would eliminate the legal immunity that protects school officials from being sued for spanking a child or administering any other form of corporal punishment. The committee unanimously approved the bill, sending it to the Senate floor. For Wyoming Public Radio, this is Jeff Victor.
Winter storms in Wyoming often force road closures, but some people choose to ignore them. A new bill in Cheyenne would make the legalities more clear. Currently, in order to break the law, you have to willfully ignore road closures, but proving the intent can be tricky. So the proposal is to change the language to anyone who disobeys or disregards road closures. But Representative Dalton Banks of Cowley says he takes issue with road closures as a concept.
We're stopping people from going home to their families is basically what it amounts to. I understand the safety aspect of it, but are we going to, for lack of a better term, baby everybody who drives on our roads?
The bill ultimately passed out of committee and will now go to the House floor. The Jackson housing market may be cooling down after the boom that came with the pandemic. A new report from real estate company Keller Williams says fewer people bought homes in 2022 compared to previous years. The company says this could be because of high interest rates. Prices, however, remain at record highs. The average price for a single-family home last year was over $5 million for the first time. Just a few years ago, the average price was about half that. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.